Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Whitney Thompson, Deputy Director for Workforce Education for the Illinois Community College Board, and welcome to the informational meeting as it relates to the Data Center Curriculum Project grant that was released on March 25th of this year. The purpose of today's meeting is to talk through the Notice of Funding Opportunity. This is a bidders conference or bidders webinar that you typically see posted for any competitive grant opportunities. So we'll be covering the details of the NOFO as well as answer any questions. This session is being recorded. The slide deck as well as the recording will be available on our ICCB grant opportunities webpage in no more than 5 business days. Throughout today's informational meeting, please post questions in the chat as you need to, and it's a small group, so we will be able to unmute you and you can speak if that's what you would like to do. So I will just dive right in here. So just to give you sort of an overview of this particular opportunity, since this is a new opportunity, the grant period is just slightly over a year at 13 months or so. Is anybody else having trouble hearing me? Or just Shannon? Okay. Chris, can you chat with Shannon in the chat and let her know that it's on her end? This grant is about 13 months, just a little bit over. We anticipate only awarding about 2 to 4 grants. The total program funding is $1 million, and this was made available with state dollars as authorized by the General Assembly and the governor. The award range, no less than $250,000, no more than $350,000. There is no cost share or match required as a part of this. And applications are due this month, April 26th, by the end of the day. And we will talk submission details toward the end. So the purpose of this particular grant opportunity is to support the development of curriculum and programs that support the talent pipeline at data centers in the Chicagoland area specifically. And more specifically, we're looking at the data center operator or data center technician role. And so as you probably noted in the notice of funding opportunity, if you have had a chance to work through that, Chicago is becoming a secondary or tertiary market for data centers. Northern Virginia, which is right out, you know, outside of DC, has the most data centers and the most data center jobs than anywhere else in the world. Los Angeles also is also a very popular spot for data centers. And there's a few reasons for the location pick of data centers, right? They have to have a physical space, so there needs to be land available, which is why you're seeing this growth sort of in the Chicago, you know, the collar counties outside of Chicago. And of course, they are supporting the data infrastructure of many of the businesses, so in Chicago. The data center workforce supports about 2.9 to 3.5 million jobs annually, and that each direct job in the data center creates about 6 jobs in the economy. So as you think about HVAC or other types of roles to help build and maintain the data centers, it has a ripple effect, as we know. So this picture here on the left is actually from a site visit we did at Stack Infrastructure in Elk Grove. And so this data centers are large, typically large buildings where they host servers and there's just lots of space. So if you're like me, I did not know really what data centers were previous to this particular grant opportunity, and I've had the chance to work closely with several data center employers and the Data Center Coalition as it relates to this work. And so now I do have a good understanding. I'm not an expert by any means, but data centers, again, are those physical facilities that house the computing machines and related information technology, infrastructure, servers, network, et cetera, to store that digital data. And so you can see here, I know this is a little bit fuzzy, but I do have links in the notice of funding opportunity for the data center map where you can kind of zoom in and get a better idea for where data centers are located in Illinois, but also more specifically where we're focusing, which is the Chicagoland area. So you can see a significant concentration, you know, around Elk Grove and Schaumburg, Naperville, and then obviously in Chicago. This particular notice of funding opportunity is specific to supporting the development of programming that will prepare data center operators, also called data center technicians, smart hands, helping hands, so there's different titles for these folks, as well as the data center engineers or critical facilities technicians. These are good paying jobs, and each data center typically requires at least 10 data center operators. And so, but then there's obviously a number of related IT, cable and fiber optic type roles that go along with staffing data centers. But we're specifically interested in the development of programming around these particular roles. So again, this was funded through State of Illinois dollars, $1 million in order to develop a program that would support the pipeline for data center operators and data centers. We worked very closely starting last spring when the funding was being even introduced before the budget was even signed. We started working with the Data Center Coalition, the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce, and various data center employers in the Chicagoland region to design this project. And so we created an employer-led advisory committee. We identified the various workforce challenges and training barriers because right now in the state of Illinois and really anywhere else, unless you're in Northern Virginia, there are not programs that specifically prepare individuals for this work. Now we will talk about the curriculum just a little bit in this informational webinar, but much of that time will be spent during the actual grant implementation. So through this, it was identified that utilizing our community college system here in Illinois was the way to build out this particular program and infrastructure. And so I think this is something we're paying a lot of attention to as we think about workforce solutions and various employers and sectors coming to the table wanting to utilize community colleges as the main solution for training. We will be utilizing, actually, I'll wait until later to share that. Here is a look at who participated on the advisory committee. I will note that this is a very active committee. You will see a variety of employers that are based in Chicago as well as in Northern Virginia and have experience working with the Northern Virginia Data Center Operator Program listed there on the right. Stack Infrastructure specifically has been a great leader on this advisory committee. And then as it relates to the colleges that have participated, we did invite all community colleges in the Chicagoland area to participate. And we had about four that did participate. So you can see those here. So as we think about the required activities for this particular grant, the first and foremost is curriculum development. So you'll be creating and modifying existing curriculum based on guidance from the advisory committee as well as local employers, and we will be modeling Northern Virginia Community College's data center operator program, and I have it linked here in the slide. This is just a screenshot of their data center operator degree program, their AAS. And as you're looking through the curriculum, you can see that many of these courses you likely have on campus from some of these engineering courses or electrical courses. And so it may just be, excuse me, a need for a creation of a couple different courses, and then thinking through the faculty who will teach this and the type of experience or credentials they may need to do this. The second required activity is that you utilize these dollars to purchase necessary equipment and secure adequate training space and facilities to carry out this programming. There are a few different, there are specific requirements as it relates to equipment and supplies, but also thinking about some of the training space. So that is what the majority of the grant dollars should be utilized for. The third is that you actively participate in this advisory committee that we have talked about now a few times. We meet only about twice a year, and the next meeting will be in November, sort of about 6-7 months into grant implementation. And we may be meeting actually in Northern Virginia, as they would like to host us and be able to tour their DCEO program. So throughout this grant, and I'll kind of get into the requirements of the application, because as you walked through it, you may notice that the request is much smaller and somewhat vague for the amount of money that we are putting out for this grant. But we're going to be contracting with various faculty and staff from Northern Virginia Community College to work with those participating colleges on the build out of this program. So while we are asking for somewhat of a work plan for you to think through how you would go about building this, much of the work is going to be guided by the advisory committee and by our technical assistance partners. All right, so before I jump into application submission and walk through the various requirements of the application, I just want to take a minute here and see if there are any questions as it relates to background, general information around data centers or the data center operator program. And pop those into the chat, or I think if you raise your hand, I can unmute you. Okay, hearing none, we will move on, but there'll be plenty of time at the end for questions. All right, the first document required as a part of the application, you have all seen this, is the GATA exempt grant application. It's just mostly a cover page where you have some contact information. That's pretty much it. Pretty self-explanatory. A template is provided on the grant opportunities webpage. If for whatever reason you cannot find it, let us know. The second is an application narrative. We do not have a template or document for that. You can utilize, you know, Word for that. No more than 4 pages, double spaced. Again, we're not really looking for a significant amount of information, just because the development of this particular project is going to be pretty significantly led by the technical assistance team. So we want a statement of needs. So please document the need of data centers in your district, specifically as it relates to the data center operator program. but obviously you can include and cite other adjacent careers. So while we're focused on the DCO program, and that will be a requirement, that that is one of the programs you're developing, in your partnership with the data centers, they may also have needs for other roles, and we are amenable to supporting that through that grant. And so the second request is through the statement of need, is to tell us a little bit about your relationship with the various data centers in the district, whether you had a pre-existing relationship before, not, you know, which specific employers, et cetera. And then you do have the link for the DCO program at Northern Virginia Community College, and we want you to identify any current programming that complements or aligns or that would help you sort of gear up quickly to respond to this need. So again, like I said, many of you probably have many of those courses already at your campus built into other programs, your engineering or electrical technology, mechatronics. And so we would just want to know sort of your current capacity and sort of where you are and what you would need to do in order to get a program like this developed. For the work plan, again, do your best, understanding that there's going to be sort of some guidance from the technical assistance team, but, you know, who is your grant lead, what faculty will be engaged, what specific employers, mark out some draft timelines, persons responsible for each activity as it relates to that, clearly describe the program that will be built, supported, or expanded, staffing plan, instruction, et cetera, other partners that will be involved. And then we don't often ask for a budget narrative, but since your budget, like the equipment that will be required, et cetera, may not be determined until we kind of get down the road a little bit, we want you to at least, you will have to submit a budget, but we want you to, in the budget narrative, be more specific about why you're kind of proposing this equipment over another. Obviously that could change at any point. We want you to tentatively plan for potentially visiting NOVA's DCO program in Northern Virginia. So please plan for some travel expenses and then describe the role of any staff or faculty that will be supported through this particular grant. Uniform budget. You are all familiar with this by now. Even though this grant is GATA exempt, we still like to use the uniform budget. The budget should be signed by an authorized signatory. There is no indirect cost rate cap for this particular grant, so you can use your negotiated rate. Again, you should budget for, as you're thinking about sort of how to plan equipment purchases and upgrades, construction, renovation costs, those will likely be the bulk of your costs. Do plan for some travel. You may have some training needs or professional development for faculty as it relates to this, and or there may be faculty staff assigned to this grant, whether it's a stipend or a salary for curriculum development or just the general movement of this grant over the next year. Applications to be submitted to Chris Blankenhorn. Chris is on this webinar today, and I should have let you introduce yourself, Chris. Chris is our Associate Director for Grant Compliance. He'll be working with many grants over the next year. And so, Chris, I'll let you go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep, I'm Chris. I'm just started in the beginning of March in this grant compliance role, but I've been I'm just coming up on a year at ICCB. And yeah, I'm excited to dive further into grants.
Thanks, Chris. So submit those to him by April 26, 11:59 Central Standard Time, and you will receive a notice of receipt by April 30th. If you have submitted a grant do not receive something by April 30th, you need to follow up promptly. All right, questions? Okay, Michael, let me unmute you. There you go.
Hi, Mike Bates with Moran Valley Community College. So just, I want to be explicitly clear. One of the expectations is that we should be developing like a certificate or a degree that's called data center something. That's as opposed to saying infusing competencies tied to a data center operator within like an existing land program, for instance.
Yeah, I think, I think that you could do either. I think that Northern Virginia Community College they have a specific DCO program, but they also have an engineering program that shares almost a lot of the same courses with a couple of different changes. And that's how they started out originally. So I think the reason that we're not saying we're just taking the Northern Virginia Community College program and saying, all right, this is what you have to adopt. We want you to work with your, I think we're going to model it. We know it works well because many of the employers that are in that space in Northern Virginia also have sites in Illinois. They love it, right? But I think as you're working with your local data centers, right, and determining what are the skills and knowledge that they need for these particular roles, I think it's less about the program, more about fulfilling the space for these two roles, then they may say, you know, we don't really care about that particular competency, we want this. And so you'll be able to modify your program accordingly. Can the program be a combination of credit and non-credit? Yes. I don't think they care particularly about whether it's credit or not. And in talking with Northern Virginia, they have mentioned that many of their students actually leave them mid-program, which may be important for thinking about stackable credentials within the program. But before they even get to the associate's degree. So they don't necessarily care about degree attainment either. Yeah, so I mean, if you don't have a data center in your district, we wouldn't encourage you to apply. I mean, unless you made some sort of case that you already had a partnership with this data center, but again, it your districts are your bounds, and so we want to be respectful of that. That map will be really helpful for determining that too. Yes, the program could be entirely non-credit. I think there's an opportunity to think through that a little bit too, because depending on the role of or the needs of the data center, I know that they have worked with a couple universities for various management tracks, various engineering roles, and so we would want to think about that as a part of the development of this program and sort of stackability. But again, I don't think that they have a preference of credit or non-credit. Let's see if there's any other questions in the chat here. There is not an anticipation that the program be on the up and moving by this fall or even next spring? I mean, obviously your timeline for anticipated start is going to be dependent on many factors. We don't want to say, okay, we're going to give you this grant 3 years down the road, you have something, but the expectation is not that you would start this grant or start this program during the grant cycle. Funds can be used to pay for faculty pay for instruction. It just depends on if this program's open and feeding the data centers, then yes. Tuition and fee books for students. I think if you've made the case that you're working with a data center and they have a particular need and those individuals are going to be employed at that data center, I think that could be fine. But it's not really modeled after WEI or PATH or any of those more student-centered grants. This is really a curriculum project. All right. Consortium applications can be submitted. So if you're working with another college, that is fine too. All good questions. All right. And so is there a program to reference for entire non-credit pathway? If using NOVA as a model, we're not sure what it would look like. For an entire non-credit curriculum. I mean, again, it's there are no other programs. Northern Virginia is the only one that has this particular program. I mean, again, we would be identifying the competencies that and the learning objectives from those courses, right? And that you can build that into a non-credit program. So yeah, you wouldn't follow the credit structure of NOVA's program, but as it, you know, each course will have learning objectives and competencies that you'll be able to pull out. Does all the funding need to be spent within the grant period? Yes. And there are more specific expenditure timelines in the notice of funding opportunity in terms of when funds need to be obligated, expended out, et cetera. So please look at that. Other questions? All right, hearing none, seeing none. Let me just make sure no one has their hand up here. You can always submit questions to me. My email address is here on the screen. Otherwise, thank you for joining today's informational webinar. As I said, this will be posted within 5 business days. Thank you and have a great day.